Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Mishnah Daled. And today's Mishnah Sabbath being learned B'schos Asur Bas Rachel Shishi B'zecher Avin Yosef Gahagon B'Karav Mamesh. And we continue discussing kings. Mace loy mace. If a close relative of a king dies, Eino Yotzei Pesach Paltrin Shaloi. He doesn't leave the entrance of his palace. He stays in his residence. Rabbi Yehuda says Imrat Lotzei Zachar Mita Yotzei. If he wants to go after the Mita, he could. She came and seen him with David Shatz Zachar Mita Shal Avner. We find that David Melech went after the Mita. He went in the Leviah procession of Avner, who's the general in time of Shalom Melech. Shemrat says Melech David. King David went after the bed. However, Amrloi the Chum told him, that was only in order to appease the nation. There's a whole story how Avner was killed by Yoav, who was David's general, and David did not approve of that. And in order to show that, he went after the Mita so that everyone could see that David did not approve of his general killing Shaul HaMelech's general. And it's not a riot that if a king wants to go after the Mita, he could. He actually is not allowed to because it's beneath his covet. Furthermore, when they do the Sudas Havara, as we explained regarding Kohen Gadol, that the first food an Abel eats after the burial is called Sudas Havara, and that has to be other people's food, so it's the same thing with the king. However, once again, over here, it's slightly different than with everybody else. Everyone else sits on the ground, and he sits on a bed. That's also, once again, an expression of his kavod. Mishnah Dal continues, if a king wants to go out to Mechemes Harashos, he wants to expand the borders of Eretz Yisrael, or he wants to subjugate other nations, that's called Mechemes Harashos. He needs permission from a bezin of 71. He can break through fences and break through anywhere he wants in order to make a pathway for himself and between his palace, for example, and his fields and vineyards, and no one's allowed to protest that. And furthermore, derech hamelech ein leishir, the pathway of the king, the way that he goes with his chariots and his horsemen and the whole procession, that doesn't have a shir. It could be as wide as he wants. V'chala am bayzin nais lefanov, the entire nation, they plunder during war and they place it in front of him, v'hu noita chelik b'raish, and he gets first pick. We know that during wartime, all the spoils of war are divided 50-50. The king takes half and the rest of the nation takes the other half. They're baises, they plunder, they take all the booty and then they place it in front of him and he gets to choose the first chelek. More halachas regarding a king. Lo yarbe lo yinashim elo shmoneh esrei. A Jewish king is not allowed to have too many wives, maximum 18. And this learned from David HaMelech, who had 6 wives, and the Navi told him 2 different lashinas of having more, which we learned that he could have even triple that. He could have 6 with another 6 and another 6, that's a total of 18. However, Rabbi Huda says, marbehu lo, he could actually have more than 18. Ubavad shalom mesiris is libay, as long as they're not going to turn his heart away from the service of Hashem. Whereas Reb Shimon argues and he says that afilu achas, even if he's going to have 1 wife, umasirus libay, and she's going to turn his heart away from Hashem, haris lo yisano, he's not allowed to marry her. And in Kenev that so, says the Mishnah, lo menemar, why does the pasuk say, lo yarbe lo yinashim, he shouldn't have too many wives. If even this one wife that he's marrying is going to turn his heart away, he's not allowed to marry her, so what does it mean, don't have too many wives? The answer is afilu kavigayel, even if his wife is tzadekes like Avigayel, which is one of David HaMelech's wives, who is a big tzadekes, that's what the pasuk is saying, he shouldn't have too many of those types of wives. 18 is the very max. Another din that he can't have too many of, lo yarbele susim, he can't have too many horses, al kedem rakavtoi, except for that which he needs for his chariot, that's going to pull his personal chariot, and for his army, however many horses he would need, that's how many he could buy. But just to stom have horses in his stable, so that he could say, wow, look how many horses I have this horse and that horse, just for the kicks, and not for any real reason, that is not allowed. A similar din, kesev izov lo yarbele ma'id, he's not allowed to have too much silver and gold, al kedem liten afsanya, just to pay for his soldiers, just to stom have storage houses of gold and silver to be mispar bohem, to say, wow, look how much money I have, my bank accounts are overflowing, and look at my storage houses, they have so much gold and silver, that's not okay. But to have enough money to pay his bills, if you will, that's beseder. And one last thing, the Mishnah tells us, because of the Sefer Torah Lishmai, he has to have a Sefer Torah written for him, and it always has to be with him. When he goes out to war, it goes with him. Nichnas, he comes back from war. Machnisa imai, it comes back with him. Yoshe b'din, he sits in judgment. He imai, it's with him. Mesev, he reclines to eat. He kinegda, it's opposite him. Shnevar, because the pasuk says, v'haisa imai v'karo boy kol yimei chayav, and it shall be with him, and he shall read from it all the days of his life. The Sefer Torah teaches him how to act, and that he should be example for the nation, following the words and the laws of the Torah, and that's why he always has to have it with him. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Hay and Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.